Sophie's friends, family, and former students filled the cultural center. During the meal, they took turns telling their favorite stories and singing songs in her memory.
I'm able to speak and introduce myself properly because of Sophie.
Former student Pauline Baratko says what she remembers most about Sophie is her openness. Sophie used her own family members as characters when she taught, and she shared mundane matters like chores she had to do at home. Pauline says that created an atmosphere in the classroom that helped her learn.
And she eventually became like part of my family.
Another student, Crystal Garrison, remembers something else.
What I remember most is her laugh.
Which just kind of burst out and almost startle you at times.
Jerry Dominic worked with Sophie at KUC's Yupik Language Center. It was there that she helped create the Mumikjisdit Galikgait. It's a Yukdun English dictionary for legal and medical terms. Sophie and others noticed it was often outsiders providing legal and medical services for locals, many of whom only spoke Yukdun. The language barriers could lead to serious consequences. Jerry said Sophie wanted Yupik people to be better understood.
It was passion and, you know, love for the people, and that wanting them to not have to suffer or to get bad results.
Sophie was one of the pioneering teachers of the new written system for Yukdun. The system was developed in the 1960s to fit English keyboards. UAF Professor of Alaska Native Languages Waukee Charles said it was tough for Yukdun speakers to use.
Many of our own people saying, well, this doesn't make sense. Well, Sophie made sense of this for those who couldn't otherwise.
Sophie also helped create the 4-year bachelor's degree in Yupik Language and Culture at KUC, the only university in the world that offers that degree. When people talk about Sophie and what she accomplished, rarely is her name mentioned by itself. It's always Sophie and Oscar. They met as teachers back when KUC was a community college. Since then, they were inseparable. Oscar says Sophie's mom wondered if they were too close.
Sophie's mom used to tell us both, "Yo pali chikpiknatuk," you know, quit working yourselves to where you're going to really miss each other. Afursingakaklitk, you know, be separate and be separated for a while, you know. And when it came down to maybe giving that a good try, I'd think I'm going to probably be sorry that we had been separate for one whole day.
When Sophie's cancer was diagnosed, the tumor in her pancreas had developed too far. Sophie asked Oscar for two things. One, don't let people cry over my body.
And two, I want to look pretty, you know, in my coffin. and she did it too. And that's the way she wants, still, you know, finding humor in everything. I think that's it for now.
In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.